From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump used his first address to the opening of the UN General Assembly Tuesday, denouncing rogue regimes, which he described as the scourge of the planet, including North Korea.
It is responsible for the starvation deaths of millions of North Koreans and for the imprisonment, torture, killing, and oppression of countless more.
Mr. Trump had a warning about the North's growing nuclear and missile threat.
The United States has great strength and patience, but if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea.
The president also took aim at Iran, which he described as a reckless regime that threatens death and destruction to many.
The Iranian government masks a corrupt dictatorship behind the false guise of a democracy. It has turned a wealthy country with a rich history and culture into an economically depleted rogue state whose chief exports are violence, bloodshed, and chaos.
In a clear reference to the 2015 nuclear agreement with Tehran, Mr. Trump said we cannot abide by an agreement if it provides cover for an eventual nuclear program. Kenyan police used tear gas to break up pro-government demonstrators outside the Supreme Court building following its nullification of the August election, in which President Uhuru Kenyatta was declared the winner, citing irregularities. Chief Justice David Maraga said threats have increased against the judiciary.
These demonstrations have bordered on violence and are clearly intended to intimidate the judiciary and the individual judges.
Maraga said judges would not be intimidated. Kenya has a history of election violence. This is VOA News. Nearly 250 people, including more than 20 school children, are known to have died from another major earthquake that jolted central Mexico Tuesday, toppling buildings in Mexico City. It was the second major quake to strike the country this month. U.S. Geological Survey science advisor Ken Hudnut in Pasadena, California, said the 7.1 magnitude quake was related to the more powerful 8.1 magnitude trembler that rocked southern Mexico September 7th.
Both of them occurred within the plate that's going down underneath the plate that is overriding up on top. And both of them had some extensional movement, which is unusual.
Tragically, Tuesday's quake came on the 32nd anniversary of the 1985 Mexico City quake that killed some 10,000 people. Hurricane Maria struck the U.S. Virgin Islands in the Eastern Caribbean Tuesday after thrashing the islands of Dominica and Guadeloupe Monday, killing at least one person. Maria remains a potent Category 5 storm with winds of nearly 300 kilometers per hour. Puerto Rico is bracing for its first direct hit by the storm in nearly 100 years. Israel shot down a pilotless aircraft over the Golan Heights Tuesday, claiming it was Iranian-made on a reconnaissance mission. The incident occurred hours before Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the UN General Assembly, warning Iran is spreading a curtain of tyranny and terror over the region. He called again for scrapping the 2015 nuclear deal, which has a sunset provision.
Iran will then be free to enrich uranium on an industrial scale, placing it on the threshold of a massive arsenal of nuclear weapons.
But French President Emmanuel Macron warned renouncing the nuclear deal with Tehran would be a grave error, calling it essential for global peace. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir has visited the western Darfur region, urging millions who fled violence more than a decade ago to return. The government insists the ethnic conflict, which the UN said killed some 300,000, is over, and Mr. Bashir said people are reconciling. The visit came weeks before the U.S. will make a decision whether to lift 20-year-old sanctions on Khartoum. British police have now arrested two more suspects following last week's bombing on a London underground train that wounded 30 passengers. That brings to five the number of detained suspects. A homemade bomb partially exploded at the Parsons Green station during rush hour. Divers off the Belgian coast have discovered a well-preserved World War I German submarine, which may still contain the bodies of some 23 crew members. The so-called U-boat was discovered in about 30 meters of water. Damage to the front suggests it was struck by a mine. Dozens of U-boats were stationed in Belgian ports by Germany to attack Allied shipping. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.